This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and our guest today is David Dooley. That name is spelled D-U-L-E-Y. His website is ICanFixAmerica.com, and he's written a book entitled I Can Fix America. Now, right before we went to the break, you were talking about a principle. You said you need to teach a person how to fish rather than giving them a fish. And that's the same principle that your father used with you with his 17 chores that you wanted, that he wanted you to do in order to get what you wanted. Correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I know, as someone that's been involved in some different companies and have had to manage people, when I spend the time to teach them a new skill or a new way of doing a project or a better way, you know, and then I see them do it months and months on end, just that little extra time pays off in spades, right? You just everything works better. And so instead
okay,
of quick
so
fixes,
what would you do with somebody that's homeless that asks you for a dollar?
Yeah, you know, what I often try to do, and unfortunately, sometimes there's mental illness, right? And so on some of the streets in Atlanta, you'll find people where it's difficult to have a good conversation about the choices and the skills that they might have to find them a job or find them a way to get their life stable. But in the cases that you do, I always try to sit and talk with them for 5-10 minutes, find out what they did, how they got to where they are, and if there was a way through the people I know and my network of friends to give them a chance to get back on their feet. You know, I believe in second chances, but I want people to be able to deliver on the things that they say they're going to do. You know, that's the most important thing for me. I know bad things happen. I've seen it happen. Of no fault to someone, you know, something bad can happen. But if they have an opportunity to make it right and move their life forward and don't execute on it, then that's where my patience and commitment unfortunately wanes a little bit, and that's where I have to work to be better.
Right. And, you know, getting back to the housing situation and all the foreclosures, I always, when I see things, you know, when I hear about all these foreclosures, my first question is, where are the people going to go?
Right.
Where are they going to live?
That's
who
right.
Are they going to live with? Are they going to end up on the street?
Great question. And unfortunately, sometimes they do. And so that's where we need to help. And I kind of have a philosophy about that. You know, there's certainly government housing, right? And there's certainly some private charities that participate in helping stabilize that situation. But if I rely on the government to do that as an outsider, then guess what's going to happen? I'm going to end up paying more taxes. And maybe the job's not going to get done as well as if I take some time and adopt a family that's in need or get a group of my friends together to adopt a family in need to get them to stabilize their situation in regards to housing and potential job and employment, and then know that that money that I'm directing is actually doing good, you know, rather than going into a hole that may or may not be executed on well.
Which brings up another topic of charitable donations. I think one must be very, very careful about where they direct their donations, because many of the large charitable organizations are only in business to collect donations that pays their big, high-priced CEOs.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's why when I decide to give, I mean, I give locally. I give it to people I know. I do things that I know I can manage and measure.
Okay. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, David Dooley. Stay tuned.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is David Dooley, and you can buy his book at iCanFixAmerica.com, and you may call in and ask questions or make comments at 800-313-9443, and you can also order his book at Amazon.
That's right. You know, on break, I was thinking, as you were talking about my website, when I started this journey, I think it's a funny story in itself that when I wrote this book, I thought there is no way in the history of America and politics and the internet that the domain name, I Can Fix America, would be available, right? You would think a politician or a presidential candidate or a senator or a local judge would have bought this domain name. I think it speaks volumes. These people aren't really thinking about fixing America.
Oh, my. That's a profound statement.
I bought it for $7 online. I mean, no one has ever bought the domain name I Can Fix America.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
That really is. That really is.
Yeah, and I think that's a story in itself that came to be. I was shocked. I thought, you know, I was stopped.
Well, I think that people are really, a lot of people anyway, are kind of discouraged. They feel helpless and hopeless. They know that Washington is not going to fix America. They recognize that by electing a president, that is not going to make everything wonderful.
Yep.
And so people need to have hope. They need to feel enabled, and I think that by implementing some of your suggestions in our own lives will help us to feel empowered.
And that's the purpose and the genesis and the tenet of this book is, gosh, how much more at peace in my life would I be when I decide that everything happens within my control?
You know? Right.
When I decided that in my life, life became a lot easier. When I stopped being a victim or started thinking that I couldn't do something because someone's stopping me or some institution or whatever, I just went out and made it happen. Things happened. And that's what this book's about. It's 52 of those ideas that people can do and feel good about themselves and affect positive change not only in their life but also in America. And my goal is to get as many people to do 1, 2, 5, 20, just something to move the bar forward.
Sure. Now, one of the images help solve unemployment, which you've already talked about briefly in referencing homeless people. But how else can we help solve unemployment?
It's a great question. We are moving so fast as a country and as a world with technology and skill sets. And unfortunately, our educational system is going the opposite direction, right, as a nation. And so what I suggest you do is find someone who's unemployed or who has a skill set that's no longer relevant. And if you have a skill set in which you're making a good life out of and that you know it will be relevant, at least in the short future, train that person. Have that person mentor you, because the government's not going to do it. The companies are going to be hiring for a certain skill set. They're not going to want to do it. But the wealth of knowledge that each one of us has about things that we're good at is powerful, and it's untapped. You can teach someone how to be an excellent radio show host. I can
teach someone
how to be an entrepreneur. That's what I do. Those are the gifts that I can give to help solve unemployment. Each one of us has something that we can teach another person.
You know, it's rather interesting that I have a friend, and he does, he's independent, and he does, he remodels. He's in remodeling. He can build anything. He's so skilled. And I thought, you know, I think I'd like to have my bathroom redone. And I have to wait 4 months because he's so busy.
Yeah.
And other people, people who paint, people who maybe used to be in construction, can now divert their attention and maybe do remodeling, because people who do still own homes and maybe want to fix them up can certainly hire people who do that kind of thing.
That's right. Or you can learn yourself. I was doing something the other day. I had to switch out a pump, and I just went to YouTube. And I typed how to replace a sump pump, and a video popped up. And I watched the video, and I learned how to do it. I mean, there's so much knowledge available out in the Internet and in the world and in our neighborhoods and in our networks that we just have to tap it. And it takes work, but it can become very rewarding and very profitable, you know, to move your life forward financially.
Okay. Another thing, and number seven,
yep.
You say, I can downsize my life if I am stressed out about money and struggling to pay bills.
That's right. You know, I used to, as a younger guy, I wanted all the fancy stuff, right? I wanted a fancy car and a boat and all those things. And at one point, I had those things. And I learned real quick that I don't want those things. You know, they're a pain. They just stress you out financially and with time. And so we have become a very materialistic society, and I have been as guilty as anyone else in that realm. But I'm trying to do better, and I've learned that when I start simplifying my life, start downsizing things that I use 99% of the time, and instead of focus on the thing that I use 3 days a year, you know, my life is more at peace. I have more of time to donate to serve others in need. You know, I have more money that I can donate to people that I know are suffering through hard times. And so that's kind of how I view simplifying your life, especially if you're stressed out about money. We all know those people that are stressed out about money but are driving a new $60,000 car. Yeah, that's
correct.
That doesn't add up, right?
Yes.
Or they're living in a $400,000 house, yet they're worried. I have a friend that lives in a $400,000 house and was worried about the price of coffee going up. I mean, so it's all about making sure you manage the right things first.
Okay, here's another one. Number 10.
Yeah.
I can safely and legally learn how to handle and store a gun in order to protect my property and family from harm or assault. Can you, now you've talked about Flint now being a very violent community.
That's right.
Is that why you put this in here?
Well, I put it in there for a variety of reasons. One, it's really the only tangible product, I think, in the Bill of Rights, you know, that's a physical product, right?
Right.
I think that's important. I think that right is essential. And I didn't know how important that right was about 3 years ago, for my birthday, I did not own a gun. I decided, you know what, I live in a transitional part of town, the economy's getting a little rough, I should probably own a gun because in case my girlfriend's over or someone tries to break in, I want to be able to defend myself if my life is in danger. Sure enough, about 6 months later at 3 a.m., someone tried to knock down my front door and scared me to death. And I had a gun in the nightstand, you know, with all the safety locks and everything on it, and I yelled that I had a gun, and they ran the other way. And I thought to myself, you know, I've never killed anything in my life. I don't hunt. I don't, you know. But I thought to myself, gosh, you know, if my girlfriend was over here and this person threatened her life or my life and I didn't have a gun, I would have felt helpless. But the fact that I owned one and had one, I felt like, you know, if I have to, if my life or my loved one's life is in danger, I can protect it. And that peace of mind was affirmed during that experience. I mean, having that fallback position was just a huge mental benefit to me.
And your community of Flint really transitioned pretty rapidly.
It did. '70s really started declining quick, and it hasn't gotten any better.
Right. And so basically, now you had to get a card in order to buy a gun, and you did that. You went through the legal process. And I grew up, everybody in my family had guns, and I knew how to shoot. But, you know, it's something that I think that everybody should own a gun.
Yeah, you know, and I'll be the first one to tell you, I would love to live in a world without guns. But that world does not exist.
Nor because the thugs exist. Are always going to have them.
Yeah, the criminals are going to have them. So, and then I know, you know, people, guns are dangerous, and guns are dangerous. But I always say this. It's like, show me a case in which, or a circumstance in which a gun hopped out of a box after it went off the factory and shot someone by itself, and then I'll tell you guns are dangerous. It's always user error, right, or accident.
Right.
And so, like I said in this book, number 10, you have to learn how to safely handle and store a gun. And
okay.
That is important.
Dave, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Berkey P. purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Our guest today is David Dooley, D-U-L-E-Y. You can call in to make a comment at 800-313-9443 or ask a question. The number, number 11, you state, I can find courage to stand up for what I believe, even though it might make me uncomfortable and vulnerable to criticism. And you recommend that people start getting active in their local communities and city council and whatnot. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. You know, it's easy to complain, and it's easy to talk about the way things should be. It's hard to stand up in front of people that might have more influence, like a city council in your local community, about certain policies, and berate them about what they have or have not done. It's easy to do that. It's hard to, at the same time, say, and this is what I'm willing to do myself to help achieve this goal or outcome. And so, you know, when you're grounded, when you know your principles and you know what you believe in, and you're comfortable with that, certainly, as we all know, that can open yourself up for criticism. Especially in the turbulent world we live in. But to not only talk, but lead through action is where you get real credibility. And that's the purpose of number 11.
Yeah, it would be difficult to stand up and tell people what you think particularly if they were just all kind of gullible and going along on a different route.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, you might know they're gullible, but they don't know they're gullible. That's the problem, right?
Right.
And so it you got to stick to your principles and your message, and then you have to help lead them by doing the work, by leading by your life by example, by helping them do the work to prove that your opinion or views are the right ones, the ones that will lead to results.
Well, that's very interesting. And you also mentioned, and you said, you have an image in here. It says, can you put his meal on my tab? It will be a surprise. And there has been in my community in the Chicago area some people right before Christmas who were going into stores and paying off layaways for other people.
I heard about that.
And I thought, wow, what a great idea.
Yeah, I think the spirit of that is the exact spirit that I want this book to have, and there's a beginning quote at the beginning of this book that says, "There is no limit to what a man can do or what he can achieve if he doesn't mind who gets the credit."
How true.
And I think that is so powerful. You know, I'm always scared of people that do things publicly that should be done privately. You know, what?
Right.
I think there are things in life that if you are going to be a giving person, and don't do it for the notoriety, do it for the spirit of giving and for moving society forward. And I think we live in a world where we want to tweet about the next thing we're doing or post it on Facebook how much money we gave last year. I don't think that's the spirit of giving and of serving each other. I think it is, if the more things we can do anonymous and we do that because we're at peace and grounded with the person that we are, we don't need the notoriety, I think wonderful things will happen even on a grander scale.
Well, that's interesting. I when my children were little, we did something that was called Phantom Family. And we would bake a bunch of treats and then deliver them anonymously. My kids got a big kick out of this. And they learned to have self-esteem because they felt good about themselves. Nobody ever, in fact, this is the first time I've ever admitted to this. But it is a way of building self-esteem. If you do something anonymously, without telling anybody else about it, then you feel good. You feel right within yourself.
That's right, and your life has purpose because you're not looking for affirmation. You just know that you did the right thing, and it feels great.
Yes, that's a good thing. And as you say, people who give money just to get their name in the paper, you must ask, well, I think this is biblical, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's based on a biblical promise or principle that you do things, you know, don't let... What is it? I can't even bring it to mind here.
Yeah.
But it is biblical.
Yeah, it's something, you know, no need to pray in public,
you know. Yes, absolutely. Don't go doing it in public so people will say, oh, what a they actually sanctimonious, but
right.
But actually, yeah.
You know, I heard a great quote the other day that says going to church, like physically in the church, you know, doesn't mean you're a church-going person as much as me standing in my garage means I'm a car.
Exactly. I use that all the time. I'll be right back. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is David Dooley, and I say that often. Standing in one's garage does not make you a car any more than going to church makes you a Christian, and that is so true.
I heard it for the first time last week, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Okay, you talk about number 16, developing a disaster plan for my family.
That's right. You know, I live in Atlanta, Georgia now, and as many of you and your listeners know, we had a terrible bout with tornadoes in the south here just in 2011, and you know, lots of families. In fact, Atlanta was shut down during what they call Snowmageddon back in January of last year for almost a week. And people didn't have enough supplies to make it a few days in Atlanta. And so things happen. Accidents happen. God forbid a terrible, like, terroristic act happens, where you and your family are cut off from the supply chain for a while. It's just like insurance and anything else. It's important to have a plan. It's important to have food and water and flashlights. And it doesn't make you crazy. It just makes you prudent and smart. Because bad things happen. It's all right.
Okay, and you also, I think it would be appropriate to combine that with number 21, by putting together a realistic financial plan that doesn't rely on any government assistance in the form of Social Security or other things.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's, again, the peace of mind of knowing you can stand on your own two feet. Like I mentioned, I went to a business school here in Atlanta. Was very well known. I've had wonderful professors. I've been in business all my life. And when I look at the United States government and the, what quote unquote, the Social Security system and some other entitlement programs, I cannot get the numbers to work, right? There's no financial model that I've seen that can get the numbers to work, especially for me. I'm 36 years old. Do you think I'm going to have Social Security? I don't think so. And so what a great feeling it would be to be able to plan my retirement knowing that none of that might exist. And if I can plan a comfortable retirement with that fact, if it does exist, all the better, right?
Right, right. And basically you're just saying be independent and self-sufficient.
That's exactly
which
right.
which is what this country was, you know, during the 1800s and early 1900s, and then because of government activities and all the things that they did, now things have changed dramatically.
You're exactly right. And for me, this is all about peace of mind and preparedness. And I don't think you can have true peace of mind, at least I know I don't, unless I am prepared for an unfortunate event. I don't want an unfortunate event to happen. I like my life and what I'm doing right now and where I go. But if something happens, I owe it to my loved ones to be ready. And that's all I'm saying. And and the trending is not positive, in my opinion, which is, of course, the genesis of this book. I feel like I'm watching, like I said earlier in the show, a gigantic Flint, Michigan happened to America, and I am in a position now to do something about it, and so I am. It's almost
okay.
There.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. I'm just going through some of these questions.
There's a couple simple ones that would have huge impact in America and in our culture and society. It's, I can stay committed and behave accordingly when I am in a committed relationship, right?
Okay.
The social problems associated with infidelity and divorce and all sorts of other issues are huge. Certainly, there's some relationships that don't work out, but man up about it and don't do anything against your word and your commitment to that person, and try to work it out. If not, go about whatever other path you want and then move on with your life. But don't cheat on people. Don't lie to people.
So basically you're talking about cleaning up people's our morals.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of the Wild West right now in that regards, and there are consequences to things. And that's a big theme of my book. There are true consequences, some good, some bad. Realize what the consequences are, deal with them, and move on. But do them the right way. You know, honor your word and live through positive action, not through, divisive behavior.
Right, right. And, you know, it's you hear a lot about the things that go on in the schools, the high schools, and you wonder, my goodness, where are these people's, these children's parents?
Oh.
I mean, you see people, I don't go to McDonald's or fast food places, but just when I'm out and about, I see young women dressed like hookers.
Right.
And
I
just wonder, where's your mother?
Exactly. And why is that okay? I just don't know that, you know. My brother is a high school teacher. The stories he has told me are unbelievable. Unbelievable. And now, I'm not that far removed from high school. You know, 20 years, right? But
right.
I feel like an old man when I hear about what's going on in high school these days.
Right.
You know? It's amazing. It's amazing that there's not more accountability. You are correct in that situation.
Another thing that you recommend is basically turning off the TV and opening a book.
Yeah, imagine that. It's not just the TV, it's also the web, you know?
Sure.
We all catch ourselves surfing the web for an hour. Next thing you know, we lose an hour of our life. I have a lot of people I know that say, you know, I can't learn another language. I can't do this. Woe is me. And they sit around and watch TV all day.
It's amazing.
That's just wasted time of learning the things that you say you can't do. You just got to do the work.
I think if people were to actually add up the time that they waste on surfing the web for, you know, not for anything particular, but just wasting time, or the amount of time that they waste watching TV, it would just be amazing. I think that England and the United States are about equal in the amount of time that that people watch TV. And sometimes it's as long as 8 hours a day, and I'm thinking that is just atrocious.
That's a full work day, right?
Yes.
It's amazing. And luckily, I have some friends that I know that their New Year's resolution has been to rip all the TVs out of their house to have children.
Oh, I think that's a good resolution.
I thought it was fantastic. And we'll see how it goes. I'll report back, you know, maybe in a month or so. You can have me back on. I'll let you know.
Sure.
I'll report back. But I think in spirit and I think in what it will produce as far as results will be great.
I agree. When my children were little, we actually got rid of the television, and we were without a television for 7 years. And then somehow, I don't know whether it was peer pressure or whatever, but anyway, we introduced TV back in. And just the change from the time that we got rid of the TV in terms of commercials, in terms of what they were showing, was amazing. Just absolutely amazing. And I think that I also recognized that I had been using the TV to keep the children busy, you know, while I'm fixing dinner or doing something else. And I interacted more with my children. We went to the library more frequently. We did more interactive things, you know, playing the piano, learning. I taught them how to speed read and that kind of thing. So, I mean, there are things that you can do with your children that is interactive, or with the other members of your family that you actually interact, because TV is a mindless occupation which you don't interact. You just become tuned in. I mean, that's why they call it programming. They are programming you.
That's a great, great point. And I think to your overall question about where are the parents, I think parents just need to realize that they're in charge. They're the boss, and act like it. You know, there's consequences to bad decisions. Where I see the engine come off the rails is when parents say one thing and do another. Don't discipline their children. I grew up in a world of consequences, and I believe that world exists. I know some of my friends have children that say that there's consequences if they misbehave, but once they misbehave, I don't see any of those consequences really happening. I think that's a bad message.
Right. Now, that's number 31. And you say, I can be a responsible and active parent. I can play a key role in the financial, educational, and social development of any child I have created and honor all responsibilities to give my child the best chance to succeed and become a productive member of society. And when I see some of the children out there, I think, oh my gosh, if you think that this child, this three-year-old, is bad now, wait till this girl is 16. What will she be doing then?
Oh yeah. I think we're seeing what will be done then.
Yes. Parents need to be parents and not their children's friends.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. And you know, part of the book, on a separate note, although kind of being a parent, we the people being the parents of the government, you know, I don't get into politics in this book, but I get into government philosophy that I think is important due to bad behavior. Just like any parent would discipline a child for bad behavior, I talk about number 27, I can write local and national politicians and urge them to pass balanced budget amendments. Because I think we have proven, time has proven, and history has proven that they are unable to fiscally manage the treasures and resources of our country. So the credit card's cut off. I don't see why that can't happen or shouldn't happen. It happens in every other real-world business family situation. You can't spend more than you make, period, and be successful. There's no case study in the history of nations that you can indebt yourself to prosperity.
Well, there are. I understand that the state of Montana is pursuing a recall of the two senators in their state who voted for the recent Defense Act, wherein the government can now put you in jail without without warning. You can and without a trial. And so the two senators that voted for that in Montana may simply be recalled because their state constitutions have laws that provide for that.
Wow.
And there are several other states that also have those laws. And I think that it's time we started holding these politicians, holding their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
That if they go against, if they vote treasonous laws, then they need to be booted out.
I agree. I mean, it's just common sense. It's really not that controversial because it seems so common sense, right? I mean, who could say that there would be a situation that that was warranted?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of change and a lot of positive change that when people feel like they can do something about it. And let's face it, it's been a tough 3 or 4 years here. People feel beat down, right? But there are simple things. In this book, I Can Fix America, 52 of them, that any one of us can do to help kind of recharge our batteries, that we can make a difference. And then have that momentum build on itself to affect real political government change as well. But my first concern and the first purpose of the book is simply how in our own lives and community and family can we be better Americans, better neighbors and stewards of the blessings we have.
True. All righty. Let's see. And you've talked about being good stewards of our money and resources, which is important on a personal level, not just on a government level.
Yeah.
But it's kind of ironic that we do have to live within our means, that we do have to balance our own budget, or else we suffer the consequences. And it ticks everybody off that the government does not have any standards where they have to face the consequences or balance a budget. It's maddening.
Yeah, someone told it to me best the other day. They said, the government acts like just because there's checks left in my little checking drawer here, I still have money in my account.
Right. Of course, they're in
bed with this. Doesn't mean I have the money to back it up, right? But
right.
They do, because they can print money. And
sure.
So that's
Gentless.
Where the rubber hits the road, right?
Sure.
And, you know, speaking of money, one of the maybe controversial ideas I have in the book is, unfortunately, when your father's born in 1922, you have a huge side of your family that's older, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have lived my life with many deaths in the family, including my father. And one of the deals that we all have is death is part of life. But we have a very dysfunctional way of dying in this country. And it costs so much money because we have not come to grips for a variety of reasons that death is part of life. And, for example, last year, in the last 2 months of someone's of people's lives, we spent $50 billion in the last 2 months of people on Medicare in the last 2 months. Why? Because we don't have a good system. These people often end up in an ICU at $5,000 to $10,000 a day, and it takes them 30 days to pass on, and they don't have any money to pay the bill, and the taxpayers pay for it. So we have to come, we got to find a system, become at peace with this. Very
all righty. Dave, we do have to take a three-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Our last segment. Our guest today has been David Dooley. That's D-U-L-E-Y. His website is icanfixamerica.com. He is the author of I Can Fix America. Now, you were talking about the healthcare system and the death of the elderly. And when you actually think about this, the corporate medical industry is really the only benefactors. A lot of people simply used to die at home.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And I think we need to come back to the realization that that's okay.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely.
The cost of doing it the other ways is just huge. And as our population continues to age, it's just going to be a problem that can no longer be put off. And the problem being the exploitation of death, right?
Right. I mean, you're not suggesting, the Obama health care basically refers to us as units, and they do not intend to take care of units for a particular thing after the age of 70. Like if you go in, I heard a brain surgeon say that over the weekend, that if you go into the hospital and you are bleeding, you know, some sort of issue with your brain, that they will not operate on you because the healthcare system, the Obama healthcare system, would not accommodate that surgery. So, I mean, there may come a time when there will not be choices, where people will have to say, well, okay, that healthcare system, the nanny care system that the government has imposed upon people, will not allow that medical attention for certain things.
Yeah, and that's a scary proposition. My position is this: how, through any of our decisions and any of our planning, remove ourselves from the influences of being in that situation as much as possible, right? How do we try to limit our exposure? When we talked earlier in the program, like, how do you limit your exposure to pharmaceutical companies? Well, you live a healthier life, right? And so there will always be a situation that is out, that's unexpected or outside. And in my life, I just want to have the most choices available. If I'm 98 years old and death is imminent, that's part of the deal. However, I'm 36. If God forbid something happens to me, I still feel like I have a good life to lead, and I want to be able to, within my own resources, find an answer to whatever situation I find myself in.
Right. And that's basically what your book, I Can Fix America, is about. It's about the personal choices that we make that would help others, that would help people in our own communities to be able to learn to make better choices, and that we should help them.
That's exactly right.
All righty, Dave, we're out of time. I appreciate you being on the program today.
It's been a pleasure. Make sure to go to iCanFixAmerica.com, buy the book, and you can follow me at Twitter at iCanFixAmerica.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to being back on and letting you know how it goes.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners.
Thank you.